The knowledge of Deen is something which has been spoken about in glowing words in the verses of the Quran. And therefore we need to at all times consider ourselves as students of Deen, seeking the knowledge of Deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Can those who have the knowledge of Deen and those who do not have the knowledge of Deen be equal? Only the people of intelligence will take heed. Furthermore, in Surah Al-Mujadila, Allah says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ. Allah will elevate those who believe and those who are the people of knowledge to various stages. Allah knows all that you do. And in a hadith of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, which is in Sahih al-Bukhari, in which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا يُرِيدِ اللَّهُ بِخَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. For whoever Allah wills goodness, He grants him the understanding of deen. So on the other hand, if we turn it back to front, that person who has not been granted the understanding of deen, Allah had not willed goodness for that person. That is the meaning that is implied from that. And the knowledge or the virtue of an alim, a knowledgeable person over an abid, a worshipper who doesn't have any knowledge of deen, who perhaps sits on the mountains and doesn't have knowledge of deen, is like the virtue of the 14 moon over all the stars. There's no comparison. In al ulama warathatul anbiya, that the legacy of the anbiya are continued by the ulama. So it is for us to make that intention that at all times we are all students of deen. And every time we listen to the radio station, listen with that intention that I am listening to gain some information, some knowledge with regards to deen. And in that way, you can live your life as a student of deen and leave this world also one day as a student of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding and the desire to gain the knowledge of deen.